Apparently, this is a dogwood tree. I didn't know that. I had to ask around. The technical name is Cornus florida. That's, I guess, the scientific name. I just got to trust the internet that this is a dogwood tree. So, internet, I hope you're right. This is outside my building at work, and I liked how this was flowering on this particular day. It's difficult to find a good angle, though, from which to shoot this. And there was a lot of flowers, and I went out to take this photo, or to take a photo, and there were so many of these little white flowers on the tree, I didn't really know where to start. So there was a lot of things I had to figure out. I had to figure out what angle to shoot it from, and what I wanted in the shot, if I wanted just one or more than one flower or what. Because I was limited with the 50mm lens in that I couldn't zoom, that was one less thing to worry about. I had to make sure the photo was either at eye level or below. And I wanted to kind of frame it with the sky in the background. So I think this was about maybe 4 feet off the ground. I had to bend down a little bit. I honestly don't remember. I shot this at f4, and it maybe could have been a little wider aperture to get a little less depth of field. But that's okay. I like that there's a building on the left. Well, you can't see it, but the building on the left made it there was a barrier, a physical barrier in terms of how far I could go. And I wanted to get the sky in the background too, which made the exposure a little difficult. But I think it worked out okay. In the end, your eyes right away are drawn to the flower, which is what I wanted to have happen. But the rest of the photo is kind of a little busy. There's a lot going on. I think a shallower depth of field would have helped lessen all the clutter in the photo and really focus your eyes on the flower, but still give you the sense that there's more to this tree than just this one flower. There's one cool thing about this photo that I'm really happy with, and that's that tinge of red on the end of the petal that's closest to the viewer. That tinge of red is a signal of times changing. That means that autumn is on its way. In a couple days, all these flowers will have turned brown and red and started dying off and wilting. And it's a subtle but important signal of what's to come. And it's that sense of time passing that I enjoy capturing in a photo. And I think it's a small little detail that I was pleased I was able to get in the photo. I also had to do a little bit of work in post on this. The flower it wasn't overexposed in that I couldn't recover anything, but it was pretty bright, so I had to tone it down a little bit. If you look at the petal on the right-hand side, you can see those little, I don't know what you call them, ribs on the petal. Those were not really visible. I had to gather that data back. I had to reduce the highlights in post-processing. But other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of editing done in this photo. It just kind of turned out okay from the start. There was a few other versions of this photo that looked okay and a few other flowers. And honestly, when you point your camera at a flower, if you've got a big aperture and can get that nice, that blurry depth of field, that bokeh in the background, you're probably always going to get a good photo. And this is kind of one example of that.